Le'ilu nishmas of klanimus kamish ben Rabbi Elimelech brachus per gzayin mishne gimel ketzim nizamnin. How do we do zimun? Bishloisha oimer nevarach. When the three Jews, the person leading says nevarach, he includes himself with them. Bishloisha v'hu, if it's three plus him, oimer baruchu. He says baruchu. It sounds like he's talking at them, not including himself. But the shevach that the first soul explains is that he's Beroivam Hadras Melech, he's sort of declaring that there's more people, that even without him there's three to make a bracha of Zimun. But ideally, we hold that you should always say Nevarach, because it's still better, even though he can say Baruch Hu, better not to be Motzis Atzom in a klal, not to take himself out of the klal and to include himself. Now the Rav explains, this is all Rabbi Akiva, so we'll see, we're going to go weiter now. Basara Oimin Nevarach Lelkeinu. When there's 10, then he uses the word Lelokeinu. The Rishonim learn it's not Lelokeinu, but it's Nevarach Elokeinu, because we don't have by bracha. There's no, that's by a shvach we say with a lamed, but we're not supposed to say with a lamed. So they learn Nevarach Elokeinu. So again, he says Elokeinu here. Basara v'hu, but if it's 10 plus him, Oimer Baruchu, and he would say Baruchu Elokeinu. So that's how we would say it according to Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah continues, Echad Asara, whether it's 10 people, the Echad Asara Riba, whether it's 10,000 people, 100,000, a Riba is 10,000, so 10,000 is 100,000. Still, the halacha is the same. You always say there's no difference in thresholds from there on. It's still the same Lashon, which would be Baruch Hu Elokeinu. That's what Rabbi Akiva learns. Now the Rav learns the next part is Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the rest of the Mishnah. So here it goes. B'meya, if there's 100 people, this is a new threshold according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Omer Nevarach LaHashem Elokeinu. B'meya v'hu, so we have an extra word, one of Hashem's names is added. B'meya v'hu, if it's 101, Omer Baruchu, again, Baruchu Hashem Elokeinu. B'elef, if it's 1,000, now we reach the new threshold. Omer Nevarach LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be'elofuhu, 1 plus 1,000, Omer Baruchu. Then he says Baruchu. Again, same thing. He substitutes Baruchu. Be'riboy, if there's 10,000, new threshold. Omer Nevarach LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Hatzvakos Yoshiv HaKruvim Alamazun She'achalnu. Be'riboy v'hu, Omer Baruchu. Again, you just substitute Baruchu instead of Nevarach. Ki'inyin shehu mevarech, again, this is the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the same way that he makes the bracha, kach einim achrav. So too, they would answer, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Atzvakos, Yoshev Akuvim Alamazun Shachanu. They would answer in this way. It's all of the other ways too, it's just that the Mishnah is focusing on the last one, but the same way he said it, whether it's nevarech or baruchu, they would all answer Baruch Hashem, and so on and so forth. They would just repeat it that way. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer, even though it's all Rabbi Yosi, it's just Rabbi Yosi Aglili continuing. Lufi Roiv Hakal Hein Mavarchin. In other words, this is Rabbi Yosi Aglili explaining the rest of the Mishnah he just said. He said, according to the amount of the people that are there, the congregants, Hein Mavarchin. In other words, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is explaining that there's thresholds, that there's different brachas that we say by different amounts of people. Shenemar b'makelus baruch hu Elokim Hashem kor Yisrael, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, and he learns that from there when there's gathering of Jews and they're giving bracha takadosh baruch hu, so we make different brachas for many different people. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, or he said about what Rabbi Yosi Aglili said. Mamatzina, so what do we find? The basic nesus echad merubin ve'echad mu'atim oimer baruch hu es Hashem. We find that there's no difference in a shul. Whether there's a lot of people in shul, whether there's not a lot of people in shul, we always say the same lashon of Baruch Hu Hashem. We don't add on Hashem Elokei Tzevakos, all these things. We don't add that on. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamvayrach, which is who we hold like. Rabbi Shmuel says that we say in shul, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamvayrach. We put in the word, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Hamvayrach.